and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. On May 12th, the Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee released their much-anticipated tax proposal, the One Big Beautiful Bill. This new legislation aims to extend many of the provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, TCJA, which, as you may have known, is set to expire at the end of 2025. Now keep in mind, this is still a proposal, not law. The House and Senate could go back and forth, and items could certainly get modified or removed. We will keep you updated on the progression, so make sure you're subscribed to our channel for the latest updates. Now let's walk through what's changing, what's staying, and how these changes could impact you. First, the big headline here, most of the TCJA provisions would be made permanent. And this is huge news, at least for those of you who don't like paying income tax. So this includes the current marginal tax brackets, including the top rate of 37%. There was some discussion of making an additional bracket at 39.6%. So if you've been benefiting from lower tax brackets, this is good news. But remember, even with rate stability, tax planning is still essential, especially if your income fluctuates from year to year or if you're about to retire. Now let's talk about the standard deduction. Currently, it's $15,000 for single filers and $30,000 for joint filers. Under the proposal, these would be made permanent. But there's more. From 2025 to 2028, there would be a temporary increase, $1,000 more for single filers and $2,000 more for joint filers. And this is big. For those 65 and up, there would be a bonus deduction of $4,000 per person during that same period. So if you're approaching retirement, this could help lower your tax income even further. The child tax credit, which has been set at $2,000 per qualifying child under the age of 17 since TCJA went into effect, was scheduled to go down to $1,000 after 2025. But the proposed change would temporarily increase the credit to $2,500 per qualifying child from 2025 to 2028, and started in 2029. The credit would return to $2,000, but it would then be indexed with inflation. Now, let's address a hot-button issue, state and local tax, also known as SALT deductions. Under TCJA, these were capped at $10,000. A lot of people weren't happy about that because they were higher-income earners in high-tax states. The new proposal would raise the cap to $30,000. But there's a catch. For high-income households, that cap would actually be phased back down and potentially all the way back down to $10,000, so it's not a free-for-all. And if you're a business owner using the pass-through entity taxes to get around the SALT cap, listen up. The bill would tighten rules around those strategies, and that means some of you may not be able to deduct as much in state taxes going forward. So for our clients in states like California, New York, New Jersey, this is an area where we will want to run tax projections for you. Now here's where things get interesting. The bill includes some brand new deductions that were introduced on the 2024 campaign trail. Most notably, tip and overtime income would become deductible. So essentially, there'd be no taxes on tips or overtime if you meet certain criteria. And also, you could deduct up to $10,000 of interest on new or refinanced car loans. This is especially helpful if you've taken out a car loan at higher interest rates recently. And here's something I'm very excited about. HSAs get an upgrade. The bill would double the HSA contribution limit to over $16,000 for families with a high deductible health plan. As it stands, it feels like, since I have so many kids, we have a lot of medical bills, and my dollars flow into the HSA and right back out. But this increased contribution limit would be huge. And if you're a family managing healthcare costs, that means more tax-deferred savings and a greater cushion for medical expenses. And now, the HSA has the potential to be a significant part of your retirement plan. I'd encourage you to search our YouTube channel for HSA and see the other videos we've done on the subject. Now, one of the more headline-grabbing ideas in the proposal is the introduction of something called Money Accounts for Growth and Advancement. That's right, MAGA accounts. Every U.S. citizen born between 2025 and 2028 would get a $1,000 account automatically funded by the government. And after this, parents and others could contribute up to $5,000 annually to the account. Money in the account would grow tax-deferred, so think of it as a Roth in that respect, and qualified withdrawals would be taxed at long-term capital gains rates, which could potentially be zero. So for families planning to grow, this is a small but potentially meaningful bonus to consider in long-term planning. And we'll have to see if it makes it in the final version of the bill. Well, let's have a quick reality check. As I said before, this bill is still a draft. The House approved an amended version of the bill Thursday morning, sending it to the Senate for consideration. And Republicans hold a narrow majority in the House and Senate, and there is some internal disagreement, especially on SALT cap phase-out, the proposed elimination of clean energy tax credits, and the bill's estimated impact on the national deficit. So this will go through debate, revisions, and possibly major changes before it becomes law. But here's where I'm sharing all of it with you, because being proactive puts you ahead. This is a lot, I know, but that's why we're here. As always, our role is to have the heart of a teacher and help you stay informed, prepared, and positioned for long-term success. If you have questions or want to schedule a personal planning session, reach out and let's talk. Listen, if you've enjoyed this video, it really makes a big difference if you would just hit that like button. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you get our latest content and updates on the big, beautiful tax bill. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.